Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Put your hands together. Well, get out of the left lane, you stupid sumbitch. You inconsiderate bastard, you no driving prick. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you, then I'd piss on your grave. Get in the right lane, get the fuck out of the way.
There you go. That's Big Earl with a sentiment that I can echo. Get out of the left lane. Get out of the left lane. Welcome, Spike's Car Radio. We got a good show for you today. Today's episode is sponsored by Collecting Cars, Mac Weldon, and the all-important Bird Dogs shorts. Bird Dogs. We'll get to them in a minute. How are you guys? Some program notes. Then I'll introduce my clowny friends here. Some great shows coming up for you guys. Joel McHale's coming on. Titus Welliver and Michael Connolly from Bosch. They've got a new series that they're going to come tell us about. Brendan Schaub, finally. Connecting one of our buddies out in Malibu who's going to come on the show in a couple weeks. John Oates from Hall & Oates. Wow, what a show. It's amazing what Spike's Car Radio is doing. And, you know, today we're going to talk a lot about the Porsche and this Motor Trend story and these new 911s. And funny, who sent me a little DM this morning, Sunday, but Andy Pruniger, and said, hey, I'd love to come chat. And I said, okay. And he goes, can I bring Dr. Frank Walliser? I said, sure, this is getting better. I'm going to bring my copy of the Motor Trend article and see what I can. Anyway, we have, like I said, a fantastic show for you. My clowny friend Zuckerman and Johnny Lieberman are here. Hello,
hey,
boys.
Hey. Hello.
I turn them down now so they don't interrupt me. It's much easier than screaming at them. Listen to this one, though, guys. I wanted to... no, that's not it either. Hopefully I save this. God damn it. If I didn't, do it again. I did say,
real quick, Dr. Frank is a big deal.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
But will they, you know, will they tell us everything we want to know?
No, of course not. That's the fun.
But Dr. Frank is like the head of Porsche's GT division. That means not only all the GT3 stuff, but all the racing where the real money is spent.
Here's what I wanted to read to you guys.
Good guy, too. Good guy.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. And I was texting Jerry and Z, and Signe was like, wait, Dr. Frank's coming on?
Dr. Frank's
so maybe Jerry will come out.
And we will let him interview.
Oh,
our recalcitrant Germans.
Can you imagine what this show would be like with six guys trying to talk all at once?
Yes.
Listen to this. Tanat Tan. This is going to be exciting for him. You know, and again, as Zuckerman asked everyone to kind of reach out from around the world, you know, I listen to SCR all the time, and I live in Thailand. Every Wednesday, you have huge fans here, but you've never mentioned Thailand. I'm going to mention it right now, Thailand.
I'm a 53-year-old man. Don't know why he needs to say that. And the father of two boys, 8 and 11, and we are fascinated with Porsches and motorcycles, and I do like comedies, so I guess we share things in common. But Thailand, just saying hello.
We will go.
I don't know what our ranking is in Thailand. Do you guys?
And we
will. I will look on the phone. I will figure it out right now. We're probably fourth.
But. Okay. There's a new shirt from Blip Shift. Check it out. It's on my Instagram right now. And it says, stay out of Malibu, Gearheadski. I thought it was going to say Kargaiski, but as you pointed out, Johnny, it's good. We have such an inclusive show now. It's men, it's women, it's teenage girl builders. There's diversity. Everybody's represented. We don't care about the cars. So I thought Gearheadski was an umbrella that encapsulated everyone.
That's everyone. Right. There's a lot of women in the cars. So
and it's got an angry sheriff on it, but that has nothing. We're not angry at our sheriffs.
Yeah,
No, we're not. In fact, I was at the show today, you guys. I was down there. But, and I don't know if this is what's going to happen. And I don't want to declare early that this war is over and we've won, because the lots were not closed anymore. They were just wide open. So I don't know if they just forgot.
Gave up?
The time change or what?
Time change.
But there were a lot of deputies there. And so John, who I know, he's our motorcycle officer there at Sheriff's Barn, big car guy. So I went over to talk to them and said hi. And this one of the sheriffs said, hey, Spike, I just want to say hi, introduce myself. I listen to this show all the time. His name is Mike. And he's legit Porsche guy. You know, in a minute, you know, Paul from the auto kennel, you know, the place that's named after dogs. Named after dogs, but they sell cars. He came, and then two of them, and I was just listening in on this guy, and then I said to both John and Mike for the Sheriff's Department, I go, you're getting paid for today? And they're like, yeah. And I go, this has got to be the greatest gig ever.
What was he doing there? Were they there to enforce anything, just to keep an eye on people? What was the point since the parking lot wasn't closed?
So what I was saying was he was like, I'm so happy to have this gig. I make a little extra money, and I'm paid to go to a car show. And it's just a tip of the hat. It's not really a topic for conversation. I'm just saying, these guys are our buddies. They're just watching everybody and enjoying it. But they were saying they were just as confused as I was about why there were no barriers anymore. And it appears this thing may be over, that we have won.
And the irony is that, like, in my experience, all cops love cars. So having cops police a parked, that's the thing. They're not even moving. They're just cars that
We've won the war. It's called Conquest of the Useless. And we won the Battle of Useless.
These guys don't want us to say anything, though, because they want to keep getting paid.
Okay, go ahead. Keep calming. The war is on. Also, we are number three.
But, you know, they have one of Mike, who I was chatting with, who is telling me all about our show, which I love. He's got a Saunders bike, too. So I'm talking to Storm Saunders. I'm going to see him Tuesday to look at these new bikes he's making, and we're trying to get cheat codes to, because there's a little code you can plug in.
Make it go faster?
And you go faster, yeah. You get up to Simon Cowell speeds. It's awesome. Break your back.
We're number three in Thailand.
Anyway.
Number three automotive podcast.
Yes. Well, there you go.
We will broadcast
that's
live.
That's the three was.
That's the three, yeah.
Okay,
three
look, Thailand. Let's talk about this Motor Trend article.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see how deep we are. Let me do a commercial real quick.
Yes.
Let's do Bird Dogs.
Yes.
Bird Dogs, shorts, pants, joggers with built-in underwear are the most comfortable shorts, pants, joggers ever. They have built-in underwear, which is insanely comfortable. It's like angel wings beating on your balls. All of our advertisers are concerned with the balls, right?
You know, we've carved out a niche.
And Johnny, I'm gonna ask you about it because you got your Bird Dogs before I did. So mine just arrived yesterday. I haven't opened the box yet. You've been wearing them. Do you like them?
I'm in love with the pants without underwear.
The pants without underwear. The underwear.
I got the
without
shorts.
The butterfly
I got
wings.
The shorts with the underwear, and those are fine. They're kind of like bathing suits. I got a pair of like pants with the underwear, and for me it's a little weird, but the pants without the underwear, I was literally telling my wife this morning, I'm like, I gotta tell Spike I need more Bird Dog stuff, because I can't stop wearing these pants, and they have two little
it's good to have
pockets.
Good sponsors, right? And use their stuff and not have to fake it,
but like they have these two little hidden zippy pockets that are like for like a parking ticket or
a parking ticket pocket. You know, what are you talking about?
When you go to a parking garage and you get the
mention the other sponsor, Zuckerman. He's a built-in Blue Chew pocket.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be close to the butterfly wings on your balls.
I need a spot for my parking tickets and for my erectile dysfunction drink. Let me finish this ad. They're perfect for doing literally anything: beach, brunch, golf, pool, working out. They stole Lululemon's designer, and they're just doing it better. This is kind of like the Tesla guy going over to Lucid.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, kind of.
Go to birddogs.com, enter promo code SPIKE911, and they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football. Okay. Remember those Nerf Vortex Howler footballs? Oh, this is totally worth it. That whistle when you throw them, my kids love those. The footballs you can literally throw a mile. Yeah, that one, a must-have for football season. That's birddogs.com, promo code SPIKE911. Boom, free Bird Dogs whistle tip football.
My whistle tip Bird Dog.
Only your Bird Dog pocket.
Birddogs.com, promo code SPIKE911. You will not take these things off, I promise you. All right, the big story. Reason we've convened today, because we weren't going to do a show.
Emergency podcast.
Emergency podcast was compliments of Motor Trend, Johnny. Finally, this little upstart of a automotive news outlet that you work for actually made some news.
Oh, how dare you.
Let me run through the top line of the story, because I'm guessing most folks in Thailand and around the world have not heard it, and then we're going to talk about it. But it was pretty exciting stuff. And it's funny, I brought it up to Andy Pruninger, because I was reading it at the same moment. He had some thoughts on it. Here was the headline: rumored upcoming high-po Porsche 911s blend nostalgia with power. We expect ducktails, turbochargers, and manual transmissions. And what this article is saying, and then we can talk about the details of each, is there are three new 911s coming: a Sport Classic, a 911 ST, and a 50th anniversary 911 R. S. Okay, first question, Johnny, because I guess, are you prepared to comment on this article?
It was my story.
It's your, but you weren't mentioned in it.
I was busy yesterday or Friday whenever it got written, and I said, here's all the info, and then this guy Alex wrote it up, and he said, what do you think? I go, change this, change that, change that. Alex's name is on it, but it was my
okay, so this was information you got where? Yeah.
From a very good source.
Deep source. Deep,
Porsche
deep
doesn't seem to know it's you, because they said, I'm wondering who, and maybe it's because it was handed off.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice system.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so so this information.
It was Andy.
What's that? No, no, don't say that. It wasn't Andy. It definitely
was. It was not Andy. Not Andy.
But I can tell you that Zuckerman and I knew about the 911 and ST, and we've been sitting on that for what, the better part of a year?
That's and I mentioned just a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, that I thought the RS was the obvious next 911 supercar or super edition, 50th anniversary, no-brainer.
Okay, well, and the ST, I had seen the information that came in on, and I thought it was pretty thin. So, you know, aside from being asked not to mention it for the last year, I also looked at the information and the message and went, I'm not so sure that it says that, but apparently now I think it does say that. So, these three cars, Johnny, let's start with a Sport Classic.
All right.
So, what do you know about it?
Well, I know
I posted it and I got a bunch of stuff sent to me in my DM, but tell me what you've heard.
Well, the latest I heard is that dealers have been taking deposits on it since March. So, but there's also been pictures of it running around the Nürburgring. But what it is it's the front end, or at least the front clip of a Turbo S. It is rear wheel drive only and manual only. So you've got the double bubble roof from the Sport Classic. You've got the ducktail from the Sport Classic from 2010. Rear wheel drive manual only. So it's kind of like a GT2, except remember the last couple GT2s, or at least the last one, was PDK only. So this will be at least 620 horsepower, probably 650. And it'll be very cool.
It harkens back to the 996, I think, was the last manual GT2. Was that it?
I think there was a 997 GT2 RS. Yeah, I've driven it. It was manual. Yeah, 997 GT2 RS was. And that was about 600 horsepower.
Right.
So this will probably be 650, something like that. But yeah, it'll be awesome.
Someone said that your horsepower estimates were high, that you're off, that it's not going to be that high. I'd heard that... it's a 3.8 liter turbo stick, and it's mostly a Porsche exclusive car.
Well, the only thing
as opposed to a Weissach Werks car.
It's not a Weissach car. It's not a Weissach car. But the Turbo S is not a Weissach car, and that's 620 horsepower.
Right. Going to 650 would not be such a leap.
Except with a manual transmission, you have potential for lots of death.
They've got a much better
Johnny, drive right? system. Somebody throws that in second gear and gets on it. They're spinning in circles and then flipping off the road.
You could put a PDK in manual and stick it in second gear manually. You know what I mean? So it's not that.
But it's not. No, but this is going to be exclusively.
They're going to make 250 of them.
They're exclusively manual gearbox, you just said.
Yeah, but so was this.
So you can't put a PDK in it.
No. I'm saying you could have a Porsche with 700 horsepower, stick it in second gear, and do the same thing.
Yes, you could do. In essence, you could do that with a GT2 RS. You could lose control.
So that is a good point you bring up, though, because so the Porsche manual for the non GT cars, that's the 7-speed, which is kind of crappy, and I don't know how much power it can handle. We know that the awesome 6-speed that's in your Speedster over there, that's GT division cars, but that can only handle so much torque. So the turbo's going to have a ton of torque. So I don't know what manual is going to be in there. And maybe this person's right. Maybe they're going to dial the power back. But it does have the face of a Turbo S. And it'd be weird to put the Turbo S face, at least the ones running around the Nürburgring. So it'd be weird to have a Turbo S face with less power than a Turbo S, I think.
Sounds like a great car. 250 seems to be an awfully low number in this day and age.
I'm basing that on the fact that the one that released in 2010 was 250. Maybe it's 500.
Well, this guy, or even closer to 1,000. They're making many more of these special cars now.
Ask my buddy.
Well, hold on there.
I mean, right now.
If you chat with the dealers, you'll hear how few new cars they're getting next year. How the forecast for the GT3s coming in is extremely low, as a matter of fact.
Is that a chip factor, or is that was that the plan for the model?
I don't know, but I do know they're not optimistic about the amount of new stuff coming in next year.
This is good for us.
So yeah, no, we have that Touring coming in. You could probably flip it the day you get it if you wanted to and wait.
Yeah, but I always, as I said to you, I wasn't going to get too crazy about how we were going to spec this first Touring, because I know there's going to be other stuff we want more down the line.
I saw the spec the other day and I changed the color, and I'm happy with that. Who's doing the grip with the microphone there?
I'm not even moving.
But there is our friend who's helped us with the spec put something funny in it. I don't know if you know about it yet, but you'll enjoy it when you see it.
I think he went crazy with the door sills.
What's that?
Door sills?
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry if you guys are hearing that whining, too. There seems to be some sort of feedback here and where we are recording, but you're just going to have to live with it. Let's move on to the next one, the Porsche 911 ST. Mm. You know, car that back in the early 70s was a competition car, early 911.
Yeah, so
it's hard to know about what that's going to be. It never had a ducktail, so it's not going to have that ducktail spoiler, right?
So,
go ahead. I was just setting it up for what the original car was, which was a little tailless early 70s lightweight 911, kind of later than the 911R, and then Jerry's got one. We've driven that car, right?
And it's got some bigger fenders front and back.
It's a wide body. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah,
okay,
it's a wide body.
What do you know about this guy? Because to me, this is the one you want.
This is the replacement. This is the 992 911R. So the 991 911R, everybody loved that. You know, it had more horsepower than a GT3, had no wing, manual only, no sound deadening, lots of carbon fiber to lighten it. So that's what this will be. It'll be probably the wide body off of like the turbo body kit. I don't know. The only thing we don't know is what the engine will be. It'll probably be the GT3 motor. Can they put another 50 horsepower on top of that before they do the GT3 RS and the GT2? We don't know. But, yeah, they could probably squeeze out 50 more horsepower or something like that.
Zuckerman, what does your 911R have?
Well, I don't have a 911R anymore.
Oh, we
but
sold
at
it.
At the time, it was 500 horsepower.
It was 500.
Okay.
So you figure this one will be at least
50 be a little more.
It'll stay naturally aspirated.
That's
manual
good.
Only, super wide body.
But free revving? No sound deadening, less weight.
Yeah, lightened flywheel. I don't think, apparently.
What will it look like, though? I mean, what are we doing? We're widening it out, but how do you make that look like a legit ST? Or
how could you even make this wide car wider?
I know.
Well, you put a GT3 in a turbo body, right? The turbo is even wider than the GT3.
One of these cars is going to have those houndstooth inserts because they stopped making those for all the other cars. A dealer told
probably
you could only get it. You could only get it for something new next year or the year after, right?
It's probably the ST. But remember, if you look at the original ST, it kind of just looks like a normal 911, but like wide front and rear fenders. It's really wide.
Okay, Johnny. The people I talked to, all said the same thing about these first two cars. Sport Classic was definitely going to happen. ST is definitely going to happen. But this 50th anniversary 911 RS, this is the one, the only verification I can get is from you.
Yeah.
And your Motor Trend people. How is that called? Are they really going to put out three special 911s all at once? And if they are, is that just an admission that we're moving on to electric platforms and it's a party, it's an orgy of 911s? Or how does this 911 RS, which if it's going to be a 50th anniversary of the 73, would have a ducktail, which already has a Sport Classic with a ducktail. How is it different? It's naturally aspirated or what?
Don't know anything
but
about it.
I mean, that car would have to be naturally aspirated, not a turbo one.
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know. Because
do you see what I mean? It's
how
a little
is it different than a GT3 RS.
How is it different? Yeah, than all of these cars. I'm skeptical about that.
I
would have to assume you're going to have Carrera script on the side. You're going to have a ducktail. You're going to have, it's got to be somehow light. I don't know.
Well, the guess, this is what Motor Trend is saying, Zuckerman. Their guess.
I like how he's calling me Motor Trend. Go ahead.
Twin turbocharged 3-liter motor found in the Carrera GTS, which gains 30 horsepower. With less weight, somewhere in the range of GTS 4s. I'm already out if it's got a turbo. Why do I want a twin turbocharged 50th 50th anniversary car?
So the guess is...
That's weird.
The guesswork... pardon me. The guesswork there is COVID. That... Yeah, it's definitely COVID. No, it's actually just lung cancer today. The guess is that, like they did with the 50th anniversary 911, that was a regular spec 911. Fantastic car that, you know, that car came out in, was it 14. They started working on it when they started working on the 991. So they've probably been working on this RS the entire time. So we don't have any information. We're just speculating. But my source, who's a good source, who is such a good source, he got Andy Pruninger to contact you out of, like, where are you getting this information from?
That's not the order of things. The first order was, hey, I'm going to be in town. I'd love to get together. Mm. And I said, can we do that in front of microphones? And he said, absolutely. And then he goes, what do you want to talk about? And then I said, this. And I sent him a picture of your article.
What did he say?
There was a long pause. And then, if we can't talk about that, but I'm happy to pick up our conversation where we left it off last time, which was a good response because I didn't remember where we left it off. And then he had me, and then I had to move on.
Yeah. So my source says he doesn't know what the RS is going to be, but it's going to be probably very similar to what they did with the 50th anniversary 911. They'll just call it the RS. So
when are we going to see these things? That to me sounds like an appearance package, yep. By the way. But like the safari, and where's the safari car?
I don't think that's happening.
Good.
That's good. Great.
I don't think that's happening.
Stupid idea.
So why would? So that spy shot. That's just nothing.
Who knows? I mean, it could be for a movie. It could be for anything. Who knows?
A movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spy shots around the Nürburgring? You're testing for a movie?
You're assuming it's also Porsche. You know what I mean?
It was a Porsche.
It could be a roof. It could be a Manthe. It could be any of these tuners.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Suddenly, 5 seconds ago, yes. I don't know what it is.
Well, this is a lot of cars, Johnny.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a little loud. A lot of cars.
Yeah.
Stop moving your fingers.
Oh my but as God. We learned with the 991, there is but no what, end to the customer thirst for these things.
That's right. But the one thing that's not in your article is what years are we talking about here? When are these things coming?
I don't know. This is just a guy telling me, like, these are all coming. I was told by certain people to, like, have space in my garage.
Yep.
These are coming.
It's funny how they let the word out to certain people, because I talked to a mutual friend of ours, Zuckerman, 3 weeks ago in Malibu, and he confirmed these cars as well, with the exception of the 73 RS 50th anniversary car.
And we know our friend at the dealership took a very large deposit.
We know that he really put his ass and reputation on the line with the GT1, and that's what he's still thinking about at night, texting me, hey, maybe this is the announcement. Maybe this is it.
He's sweating.
But that car will materialize, I do believe.
But
that's going to be all electric.
But to go back to what Zuckerman just said, there were 29 iterations of the 991. I drove 27 of them. Like, you could keep going forever with 911s. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's an inquenchable
Well, it does matter and because they're going to be electric soon.
One. We bought every single one that we could get our hands on, and they got me excited every 3 months for something new.
Yeah, but that we're nearing the end of the ICE 9/11.
But maybe not for 9/11.
And the platform, we are. It's over. It's ending. But and I think this, if this, all of this stuff is true, this is one last big party from them before they start rolling out the electric.
Should I set this garage on fire then?
I wouldn't.
When all of this, these gas engines, internal combustion engine things, when they become obsolete, which as you're saying they are, I should just burn this garage.
I'm getting a different message out of that.
I just played the OK Boomer sound effect.
But I'm not sure. 9/11 will be the last. 9/11 will be the last.
You know what you should do, Zuckerman? Before you commit arson, you should talk about it on a show into a microphone.
I'll get some Jewish lightning in
there. Now you can't burn any of your stuff because you just said I'd be doing it and thinking about it. Let's talk about collecting cars. Collecting cars. Our old guys at collectingcars.com. Here's their first talking point. They said a world record price for a 993 Carrera 4S, the latest in a string of incredible offerings for Porsche collectors. They sold a 993 Carrera 4S, Zuckerman, for $270,000. Wow.
How's that possible? It had 0 miles?
It had 1,126 miles, exceptional conditions.
What was the color?
Speed yellow. And 1,752 examples. That's rare, but not that rare. But man, oh man, collecting cars crushing it. And it was the car had been featured on Larry Casillas' YouTube channel. So how about that? They have a 433-mile McLaren P1 up live for bids right now. Sensational supercar, virtually as new. Go to collectingcars.com to check it out. It's from a private owner. This car has a whopping 433 miles on it. Paint, trim work, pristine condition. A recent $7,000 service and full inspection of batteries and charge levels, high factory spec, elite fire black paint, extensive gloss carbon fiber trim, contrasting red badge. See what I'm saying there? Who's doing that?
Doing what?
Every time you tap your hands on the mic, it sounds like it sounds like
I'm literally
it sounds
sitting
like
here.
Just sitting
sounds
here, like thunder.
Never mind while
just
you read.
Grip this. Just grip.
I'm not doing anything.
Mic stand.
One
mic
of
stand.
You guys Get are doing that. Stand. We don't like the mic stands.
I like the mic stand.
I'm not traveling with one mic stand. Anyway, beautiful McLaren P1. Then they've got this incredible motorcycle right here, Triumph Bonneville, built by UK Custom Shop, nitrous powered. Who's doing it? All right, I'm just going to turn them off. Then I won't hear them. The brainchild of founder Jody Milhouse, the world's fastest bobber, has been designing the ultimate extreme custom for the most thrill riding cycle. Look at that. That's pretty cool. Wow, can't hear you guys. Look at that. Go to collectingcars.com, sign up for their email, subscribe to their newsletter, and you'll have a collection of things to buy. You know, Zuckerman, the Zagato. RM Sotheby's sold those two Zagatos yesterday.
And do tell, not following.
They did well. The Spider ended up $675,000, including.
Is that dollars or pounds, my dear friend?
U.S. dollars.
Okay.
And the Coupe, $635,000, including buyer's premium. So there
Big
you
numbers.
Go.
Big numbers.
Big numbers for white cars with red fins.
Yeah. Right. One of them, I think, was a 4-cam, but putting that aside, I don't know if that's necessarily better.
I think they both were.
I would.
They were those new Repro 4-cams.
Faux cams.
Who built them in Switzerland?
Well, somebody. The Swiss guy.
The Swiss guy. Who is it?
I don't remember his name. Apparently, he was the one who will be taking over future Zagato
if there is.
Building. If there is.
They sold their shit. They sold their name. And they belong to somebody else right now, so I don't know if any of those plans are even happening.
I owe Andreas a punch in the nose. Who was that, and who was his dad?
For those of you not sitting here, Spike just fell off his chair.
Giggling. Wouldn't you like me to give a little punch in the nose? And who was the little funny
threatened
guy?
Threatened to punch the Zagato family in the nose. I went right out. That's amazing.
Who was their little, like, Renfield guy that did the little bow? Remember him?
Paolo.
Paolo. He gets a punch, too.
don't disagree with that.
Spike, you're not on mic.
Huh?
You're not on mic.
I know.
All right. As long, yeah. Okay.
All right. So there we go. Laugh made me lose my headphones. Broke with that laugh.
Great. It was great. I mean, you fell off the chair.
Well, the idea of Zuckerman fighting the Zagato family would be really amazing.
This wouldn't. Okay. Zuckerman versus Zagato. Two Z's. Two men walk in, one man walks out.
Yeah.
And it would be over quickly. Okay.
Yeah. And the boxing match, the purse would be for the amount of money we had to spend above and beyond. The car.
Get it right.
If you win, you got to pay us back. If you lose, you keep the money.
It would be over very quickly.
But we're already making money. We are already making money on that car now. You know.
And if any of these two new buyers are unhappy with the way their Zagato's turned out, we can give them the secret recipe to correcting.
Yeah, that's true.
The deficiencies.
Johnny Wilhoit could do that.
By 2029.
You know what? As a matter of fact, tonight, there's so much stuff to keep talking about here and remind everybody. Tonight, the Zagato is on Jay Leno's Garage. Zuckerman and I are both on Jay Leno's Garage. 10 o'clock, CNBC. Check it out. Set your VCRs however you watch linear TV now. but it's funny, Zuckerman. I have two clips. Oh, you know what?
I don't want to see it because it was very
hard for me to do. See, this is the joy of having this new board.
Uh-oh.
Let me play a clip of us on the show. I would have really been mad at myself if I had forgotten this, Zuckerman.
You've done TV, Lieberman, so you understand it's hard.
Well, I just think it's funny that
I thought you appeared
in 800 car videos, and Spike has never played one, but now he's going to play this.
Look, there's still music playing. I forgot to turn it is. Okay, wait, here. I know you guys don't have headphones. Let me play this clip. I'd love to have you drive it, but if, you know, you're going to drive our car, maybe we could drive something you have here.
Well, let's see what we got. Come on. Guys, what do you think?
It's a little big.
How about this beauty?
Not sporty enough.
How about this one?
I'm a little cramped.
I got something that's just right.
All right. We're looking at cars.
This is a car I consider to be the holy grail of early Porsches. This is a 1963 Carrera 4 Cam. John Wilhoit, the famous guy, the guy who built your engine.
That's right.
This is his car. He built it back in the early 70s. It's really fast. It's just a fantastic car.
It's beautiful.
It's got the sunroof. It's got all the options. It's got the racing seats. So who wants to drive?
I'm going
to
drive. I'm going to get rubber in all four gears in this baby.
All right, you're going to be driving.
He would have destroyed that thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There you go. You were pretty good, Zuckerman. You look great.
You know, here's what was hard. And you remember, you were cracking up. They say, Johnny, they have a camera off to my right. They put Jay Leno to my left.
Yeah,
and they tell me to walk forward.
But we already talked about this on the show, Zuckerman.
To the right. And they didn't tell me Jay was going to take mincing baby steps.
We already talked about that. You just heard the clip. Didn't you think it looked good? That was us talking. We doing a little shtick about who's going to get to drive the car. And then Jay says, he'll ruin it. You drive it. And I'm like, yeah, you were right. Zuckerman would ruin that car. It's cute.
Okay.
My only advice just from that little clip was, it looked like the right side of your body was paralyzed. You were talking with one hand, which is very not you.
Are you critiquing him now?
Yeah, I am.
On his...
For sure. Leibus one is critiquing Zucker Pig.
That's right. Big Jewish body movements on car videos. I'm sort of the
expert. Speaking of big Jewish body movements, Mack Weldon is our sponsor this week. And if you're a busy guy, stop thinking about what to wear. Look, we have two clothing sponsors, Bird Dogs and Mack Weldon. We use all their stuff.
Fashion plates.
Embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. The Daily Wear System is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design, made with performance fabrics built to work together, from breathable t-shirts and polos to stylish button-up shorts, underwear, and beyond. What's beyond underwear? I don't want to know, Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes it easy for you to dress for work, leisure, and play, or wherever your summer takes you. Can you believe there's just a guy somewhere, or a girl, just writing this stuff?
Yes.
And we're reading it and making fun of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Beyond!
We could make more fun, but I'm
your shorts, your underwear, and beyond.
Sounds like it's going inside the body.
I would not have added the beyond.
I wouldn't have either.
But we love Mack Weldon. And apparently there is a Mack Weldon because
this guy?
Friends of mine have bumped into him before, and he's they've talked about us. Isn't that nice? There's a Mack Weldon.
It's a weird name.
Huh?
That's a weird name.
Yeah, it seems manufactured by AI, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it's like made up to sell clothes. But hey, Mack, well,
I imagine he's from Wales, Scotland, something like that.
I'm getting Maine. He's from Maine.
I like that stuff. And again, I'm going through a phase now that it's getting colder where I'm just wearing all Mack Weldon all day long. It's perfect for Zooms. I put on my Zoom shirt, and down below, I've got all the comfy stuff. Ugh. Their Lazy Sunday, their Ace sweatshorts, their modern tailoring. It's all good. Go to Mack Weldon. You're going to like their daily wear system.
I think Zuckerman was snorting at Zoom calls, not our sponsor.
Spike.
This is why I just turn him off. I can take him off. Need to go to Mack Weldon Daily Wear. Go to MackWeldon.com/spike and enter promo code spike. Oh, that's it. MackWeldon.com/spike microsite. Or use the promo code JustSpike for 20% off MackWeldon.com. 20% off MackWeldon.com/Spike. Or use promo code Spike. Either or, 20% off. All right. What the hell haven't we covered, guys? We've covered tons here. Tons. Blip shift shirts. Zagatos.
Blue Cadillacs.
You got a blue Cadillac here.
I got a blue Cadillac here.
Blackwing.
What's Johnny driving? What's Johnny driving? What's he gonna drive?
What's he gonna do? Where's he gonna poo? In the car.
He fucks in the car.
He poops in the car.
He poops in the car.
Jelly in the car.
He leaves
jelly from his beard in the car. What's Johnny driving?
Let it come all the way down here.
No one cares today.
No one cares.
Zuckerman, what's really impressive is you were right on tone. Like, you couldn't hear the song because you don't have the headphones on, but you were singing in key. It was perfect.
Amazing. I don't even know what key is, so I got lucky.
Yeah. No, but it was going along to the
really, really amazing, guys. Really wonderful moment there.
If we're going to have to listen to you pontificate about cars, we got to sing a song. All right, Johnny, what do you got?
I have a Cadillac CT5V Blackwing. It is amazing. It is a 668 horsepower, 659 pound-feet of torque, manual rear-wheel drive sports sedan, Generation 4 magnetic dampers, probably the best brakes on any streetcar, unbelievable brakes, BS Brembos, and it's just awesome. It kicks so much butt. It's hard to stay calm about it. It's really just an incredible vehicle.
What color are we looking at right now?
That is Blue Chew. That is the Blue Chew Cadillac Blue. I don't know what it's called, but it's blue.
It's almost like a turquoise.
Yeah, it's their launch color for the car.
You would call that Mexico Blue?
It's a little dark. It's a little more turquoisey. It's not as light as Mexico Blue.
Everyone's been calling it on my Instagram Blue Chew Blue. So,
really, that's what Blue Chew should be doing, right? Putting their name on cars like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blackwing Blue Chew. Blue Chew Blackwing. Anyways, it's great. If you're in the market for one of them, it's just an outstanding vehicle. And I was telling Zuckerman, I've been driving everything because we were actually in the middle, it's my day off. We're in the middle of our first ever performance vehicle of the year. So we got the GT3s, we got the AMG GT Black Series, Lamborghini Huracan STO, that insane new Cayenne Turbo GT, which is like shocking. If I were to drop you into that car or that SUV, you wouldn't even know you're in an SUV until you got out and you fell down a foot. It just drives like a car.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You went an M5 as well?
M5 CS, so that's like the big dog M5, so it's like more horsepower. Unbelievable, lightened, four, like, you know, racing seats. We got the CT4V Blackwing, which is like the size down from that, which has even better brakes somehow. M3s, M4s, Boxsters, you name it, we got it.
I know you can't rank cars.
Cannot rank
show,
cars.
But you're going to tell me that this Cadillac Blackwing is very credible.
Yeah. It's very credible. In fact, we're doing a comparison between it and the M5 CS And it's a good comparison. And the Cadillac makes much more power than the BMW, which is hysterical. You can get a manual on the Cadillac. You cannot get it on the BMW. BMW is automatic only. This, you could have a 10-speed auto or a 6-speed manual.
And this is going to be the last kind of Cadillac like this.
Yeah.
Last of the V8s.
Last of the V8s. So Cadillac said when they launched this car, it's the last, not only V8 they're ever going to do, it's the last new gasoline-powered engine Cadillac will ever launch.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
But they got it right this time.
But see, that's
they had it
what,
right for that, generations. This one's
brings
even brighter.
Us full circle to Porsche. That's what I right? think is about to happen.
Everything's changing, Ferris.
Everything's changing. You know, I forgot we were going to do some Dear Zuckerman today.
I texted him over to you, sir.
Do you have time?
I texted you.
Should we just keep going?
We got to do them.
We're at 40 minutes.
They were some entertaining questions. Go do them.
All right. I don't want to. Are you done, Johnny?
I'm never done. But even the one I sent is really funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are you done with Cadillac, I mean?
Yeah, it's great. Everyone should buy one. They're wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to close it out with some applause.
You just want to sing.
Do they still say standard of the world? Is that what they used to call a Cadillac?
That was like a marketing campaign from the 30s.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, whenever the Cadillac is bad, we say, what happened to standard
He's
of the world?
He's done with his story about the Cadillac.
You resent me coming here.
Johnny Lieberman. He poops his car. What else does he do, Zuckerman?
Sex in his car.
That's right.
Johnny in his car.
He can't stop. All right, now they're booing us. They want us to stop. All right, we have to.
Boo.
It's time for Dear Zuckerman.
Money back.
off Broadway.
I don't have music for Dear Zuckerman yet. Again.
Oh, I could write some.
You bring me a cue and
like
we'll do
Jeopardy
it.
Jeopardy music.
But these are, as you know, real Dear Abby letters and or social cue letters from the New York Times and answered not by the journalist, but answered by Zuckerman.
Yours truly.
Question number one, Dear Zuckerman, for 10 years, I have hosted Thanksgiving for my extended family. My brother and his family always join us. This year, my wife and I were excited to welcome everyone into our new apartment in Manhattan, but my brother said his family, including his wife and teenage daughters, are afraid to go to any city after the sweeping protests following the murder of George Floyd. I am annoyed that they're placing more faith in... Is this the one you sent?
Yes,
this
of
is
course.
Going to be a political letter? Okay, I am annoyed that they're placing more faith in their slanted news feeds with amplified footage of disorderly demonstrators than in our accounts of people marching passionately but peacefully in our neighborhood. We could always host at our small cottage in the country, but it would be cramped. What are your thoughts, Zuckerman?
My thoughts are you got lucky. You never have to have Thanksgiving with this guy again. Okay? This is terrific news. You don't want to have Thanksgiving with this guy.
So you disagree with his...
I don't know what he's upset about. It sounds like he dodged a bullet.
Yeah,
he's writing a letter.
I mean, talk
you
about
disagree
some...
with his strategy of writing a letter to the New York Times.
Yeah, you should just say, "My God, we got lucky. He's never coming back." And next year, I'd say, "We can't come to you.
That's right.
Stupid's contagious, and we don't want to catch it." So this is all good.
I haven't read these letters before. I didn't know where that was going, but I thought it was going to go in the direction of COVID and being afraid of crowds and everything.
No, even dumber. But, even dumber than being afraid of.
Why would you
of,
want to be with that person?
No, I mean, talk about schmucky in-laws.
Dodge the bullet.
But that, you know, I would say having relatives like this, that letter is not about the issue. That letter is about this divisive political divide between the two of you. And that's just them trying to stick it to you, right? Because there hasn't been a protest in New York
in a year.
Right. This happens in my house too. I have relatives that will just call out of nowhere and say crazy shit like
I got one of them.
But I think they do it because I don't, at least the, you know, I don't think they know how to, they want to feel close to you. They don't know how to. And they feel if they can get you fighting with them, they feel
well,
something.
Well, I got a relative who's just, he's a shit stirrer. So that's the number one thing.
That's what I mean. They're
thing.
Doing it because that's purpose. What they recognize as a relationship.
And there could be an element also of the brother doesn't want to come while you show off your new good fortune with the new apartment
right.
and all
yes.
that money.
Oh,
and he's,
right,
you know,
right,
he's,
right.
he's not doing
but
so
if
well.
The but kids are afraid to go to New York. You've ruined your children.
My initial reaction is I'll stick with it. You got lucky.
Yeah.
Okay, letter number two. This one is also about George Floyd. No, joking. See you when you get the shot. Oh, it's about COVID.
Zuckerman,
why are you taking us down this wormhole? All right.
It's what was in the paper. I didn't do it.
Dear Zuckerman, two colleagues of mine were placed on administrative leave after they refused to take the COVID-19 shot. I have not replied to the farewell emails they sent me because I think my employer was justified in putting them on leave. We work at a hospital, but they don't trust the science, in quotes. I don't feel close enough to either of them to engage their paranoid foolishness. My instinct is to not respond. I don't want to be put in a position where I'm asked to sympathize with them. Your thoughts, Zuckerman?
Why do you feel obligated to respond? Why is it that you think you're so important in all of this, and why do you think they fucking care? If you get something that you don't want to respond to, don't respond. Be an adult. You're not obligated to respond.
You're getting a lot of laughs there, Zuckerman.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, you should be, like, cheering that people at a hospital that wouldn't get vaccinated got fired. That's right. The best thing. That's the best outcome possible.
Right.
Yes.
Nobody's waiting up at night for your response.
You sent me one, Johnny?
Yeah, same text thread. It's two pieces.
I don't trust your letter.
No, it's two pieces. It's two attachments.
There's a third one I sent you.
Yeah, you do that one next, and then...
This is a good one from Johnny.
Yeah, it's two.
But Zuckerman, you will be answering this cold, so this is dangerous.
That's all right.
All right, here we go. Dear Zuckerman, I have been with my fiance for 6 years, engaged for almost two. We have a 4-year-old daughter. During the 6 years we have been together, he has been employed for only two. He has been trying to start a business for the last 2 years, but it's still not working. The stress of work, taking care of our child, and trying to figure out how to pay the bills is literally killing me.
Swipe to the next image.
Well, I'm not done reading this part of it.
Oh, okay.
You control freak. If it wasn't
as he turns my mic off.
If it wasn't for his mother's help, I would have had a nervous breakdown by now. I don't know how to get through to him that he needs to step up and figure out how to contribute to our family without getting defensive. I am burning out fast and on the fence about leaving him. Parentheses, I am almost there. My family thinks I would be happier if I just left, but I'd feel guilty about leaving his mother in a bad situation. Any advice, Zuckerman?
Of course. His mother? You're worried about his mother? His mother's raised a rotten guy, and you got suckered. This guy took you hostage with a stupid ring that he never followed through on and then gave you a baby. He's just taking advantage of you. Get rid of the bum, and don't worry about his mother. She knows what the fuck he is. She's not fooled by it.
Wow, the audience is with you on that one, Zuckerman.
Yeah.
Also, a 2-year engagement, like, get off the pot.
Come on. Right?
I honestly thought you were going to go in a different direction with that, because there's, when someone says that literally it's killing me,
Well, that's just stupid hyperbole. Barristan, I mean, am I going to really, okay, lady, go jump in front of a bus.
If it's you don't have to, but it's killing her already. She'll be dead soon because it's literally killing me.
I know.
This sentence really, I'm burning out fast and on the fence about leaving him. Parentheses, I am almost there. Now, you just said that. I am on the fence about leaving him means you're almost there. But then she says, I'm almost there.
I know, because she's been giving ultimatums forever with
this
guy.
Yes, and she doesn't follow through.
And doesn't she realize he's never going to turn into the guy you want him to be?
I like that we're giving relationship
advice. Yeah, because it's her own fault.
Is this curious, two more letters?
I'm just curious. How do you not work for 4 years? What the fuck are you doing?
All right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, seriously.
He said he was starting a business. He was taking a risk.
It's called work shy. There's certain people out there that are work shy. Yes. They just don't like to work, and they're going to find a sucker who will work for them.
Don't believe that he's trying to start a business.
Because, Spike, starting a business is working. That's work to start a business.
Harrison, if I somehow lost my job, I wouldn't sit at home in my boxer shorts. I'd be driving Uber or something. I cannot not work.
I would sit at home in my Mack Weldons and Bird Dogs. That's what Let's try another one.
And screaming butterfly wings. Butterfly wings.
Show a little gratitude. Dear Zuckerman, I have been a big brother's mentor for 6 years to a boy who is now 17. He is a fine young man. We often go to restaurants during our time together. The problem, apparently no one taught him not to order the most expensive item on the menu when someone is treating him to dinner, particularly if his host does not. Before our last dinner,
says the big brother. I played up the restaurant's burgers and pastas, which are reasonably... I ordered an $18 entree. My little brother ordered a $14 appetizer and a $36 strip steak. I can afford it, but it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Advice? Signed, the mentor.
Hey, the mentor, schmuck face. You're supposed to tell him. That's you. That's you who's supposed to tell him. Couldn't that be, wow. Couldn't be more obvious? Boy, you must be the worst big brother out there.
Well, I would also say...
This big brother needs a big brother.
Yes. Just tell him.
He needs a really big brother. There needs to be really big brother, big brother, and then that. Yes. But it's his job.
Just tell him, don't order anything over $20.
What the hell? You're the one that's supposed to be teaching him, and your job doesn't end at 17.
He can take advantage of schmucks like you.
But also, if it's if the little brother, that might be the only decent meal he gets.
And that's true, too.
But he's saying, who's going to teach this kid to him?
Ignoring that,
he's the mentor. He literally signed the letter mentor.
Yes. I know, but I'm 36 plus 14 is $50. You can't spend $50 on your kid a week. Like,
it's not his
cheapo.
Kid.
No, but you're helping out. I mean,
and you should tell him with me, it's fine. But when you go out, if it's a business event with other people,
that's the answer. That's the answer
order
right there.
More than the host is ordering.
Yeah. Well, the host should also order more. But
okay, our final letter is titled "So That Ring You're Wearing." ... Dear Zuckerman. A dear friend of mine died recently at the age of 47. When she was ill, she tried to give me a ring of hers that I always admired, but I demurred. It felt grabby, is what he says. Now I see her sister is wearing the ring. Can I say something about her late sister's wishes?
My signed, precious.
Jay.
My precious. The ring. Okay, you wormy person. You should have taken it like the scum you are from your dying friend. I mean, you can't say anything now. Oh, my God.
Why would the sister want it? She doesn't want to remember her sister. Of course, say something.
I want the ring.
Give me the ring.
She opened the ring to me when she was dying.
The ring.
How do people get like that?
How do these people, these petty, small-minded, I didn't want to seem grabby because she was dying. Well, guess what? Yeah. You were crabby, but your friend was dying. She don't remember. No one. You should have taken advantage then.
But how do you? I hear shit
you're
like this all the
time.
Petty
and small-minded and awful.
And it's probably what they're leaving out is like, I just don't want the sister to have it. She could give a fuck about
she
the ring.
She didn't like her sister.
Right.
I was more of a sister to her than she, but the sister was.
That's
what a horrible,
what's left
out. Horrible person.
Yeah.
You're horrible.
I'm playing some golf.
My precious. Come to me, baby. Give me
your sister's ring.
What's wrong with these people?
See, that was a good letter. That was a good letter. Look at this guy. That's Gollum. That's who this guy is.
Right. Give me the
ring. How is he not able to game out
how that... That's a she, isn't it?
I don't know. It said J. J-A-Y-E, but you don't even know if that's the real name.
Whatever. Take it when it's offered. Stop crying about it.
Hey, you know your dead sister? She wanted me to have that ring.
She wanted me to have that.
You know, and the Corvette.
What's wrong with people?
How do you get like that? Anyways.
Well, that's why we have Dear Zuckerman, to set the world straight.
That's right.
Right?
Yes. We're now straight.
To wake them up to their stupidity for seeking some sort of solution via the New York Times.
The general overriding theme is that anyone writing in needs a psychiatrist. I mean, really, a shrink. I mean, all you people... Why can't you see yourself and where you are clearly?
Well, I think they really want to get in the newspaper. I think that must be the end game.
Or they're faked. Like when I lived in New York, I had this buddy who was a minor author, but his day job was he wrote the sex tips for Cosmo. So, you know, you're at the grocery store and you're like, why do they keep saying to like take a feather and shove it up your boyfriend's ass? Because some drunk 25-year-olds were sitting around
tell
writing
me something. And what has he gone on to do? Is he writing dime store pervert novels?
He writes like fiction. He's a fiction writer.
Failing.
I would like some dime store pervert novels. Where can I find those, Zuckerman? That's the good read for tonight. Yes. I'm tired of the Don Winslow
rack they used to have at the pharmacy.
I don't, actually. No, the romance novels, you mean?
No. We're like dirty novels.
Really?
A little dirty, like, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember those at the bookstore.
I'm going to find
them.
Like, very pulpy, very naughty.
That sounds interesting.
I'm going to get you some vintage one, and you'll be horrified how bad
you are. Vintage
porn. I want to thank...
goes with my vintage car.
I want to thank Mac Weldon. I want to thank Collecting Cars, as I said earlier in the show. Big shows coming up in the month of November and December. Joel McHale, Titus Welliver, and Michael Connolly from Bosch. Brendan Schaub is going to be on. Andy Pruninger and Dr. Frank Walliser. John Oates got a fresh new build he sent us. He's excited to come on. That one really impressed my wife because she went to see Hall & Oates and flipped out and was posting. I think she was drunk, all singing the songs. And then a minute later, John reached out and said, "Hey, I want to come on the show. I'm a listener." And I said, "Man, how about that, Erica?" And she was still not impressed.
What did your wife do to make you angry today? Speaking of your wife,
that's a question you could ask me any day of the week.
Come on, Ferriston, let's have it.
No, I'm very happy with my wife. But my question is, I love my wife.
Do you think Joel McHale's actually going to come on?
Yeah.
He's been on before.
Joel has been on twice. I've shot with Joel over and over again, and it's always hard to book him because he's a very busy guy. He's always out in the world.
He's going on like all these bogus reality shows.
No, man, he's making money, man.
Well, he's making money. I'll go
he's
give
making
him that.
Money.
Yeah, I heard about his new
Anytime
Porsche.
Anytime you can extract money from the Hollywood empire, you extract
you've
it.
You've won.
Yes, you've won. So yeah. Even if it may not be the project you like, it's still just know he's...
Press the Jerry button.
He's getting money from the people Hollywood who don't want to open up their purses. Yeah, I might have that. Right here.
Job to figure out what to do with you.
Well, Joel McHale doesn't need it because he figures out his...
I'm trying to razz him. I hope he's listening and he hears this.
Why?
He just keeps flaking.
No, he's not. No. He and I are talking all the time.
All right.
It's scheduling. It's always scheduling with anyone outside of the three of us or outside of the five of us. It's always scheduling because we're all busy. And they're busy, right?
We're busy.
But I've got some of these dates nailed down finally. And I've got Joel nailed down and everybody else. So good shows are coming. That's our show. Anything else you guys want to add?
I want the ring.
Give me the ring! Give me the ring!
Dead silly. They promised me that shoe.
That's our show. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.